This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Diane Towns joins me live in studio. She is the artist in residence with the Albemarle County Public Schools, and it's a great honor to have you here. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
We have a lot we want to talk about, but first off, we want to let people know of an event coming up this coming Sunday at Burley Middle School, which is just up the hill from us here on Rose Hill Drive. This coming Sunday, that's October 25th, from 3 to 5, there will be a documentary screening, book signing of the Marines of Montford Point. What is this?
The Marines of Montford Point is a story that speaks to the first African-American Marines that broke barriers in the military after, I believe it was 1943. Before that, the military was totally segregated, and these soldiers fought between World War II, the Korean War, and the war in Vietnam.
And this is a documentary. It's already been on PBS, but we're going to show it here in Charlottesville. And it's based on a book, right?
It's based on the book, The Marines of Montford Point, authored by Dr. Milton A. McLaurin. He is Professor Emeritus of History at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington.
And so, and he's going to be here. So you show the documentary, and then the author of the book that the documentary is based on is going to be there to talk about the film and the book and answer questions about these the first African-American Marines in America.
That is correct. We're going to attempt to let the audience chime in. They will be able to do a forum style, ask the author questions about the Marines of Montford Point and his experiences writing the book and his experiences prior to writing that book and what led him up to writing that book.
Good deal. This event is free of charge, open to the public. It's this coming Sunday at Burley Middle School Auditorium right here in Charlottesville on Rose Hill Drive. It's 3 to 5 p.m. We're talking with Diane Towns, who you brought the film and the author to Charlottesville. You're the organizer of this event, right?
That is correct.
Now, give us a Diane Towns 101, if you can, where you're from and how you got into the line of work. An artist in residence, tell us what you do.
All right. I am from Charlottesville, Virginia. I was raised here, and I went to all of the Charlottesville public schools. And I am now a mother of three children who all went through the Charlottesville public schools. They're all grown now. And I actually saw the book in a publication called Eclipse. It is the National Association of Black Veterans publication. And I saw a picture of my uncle on a bicycle sitting on the book. And that's what spurred me to contact the publishers to ask them about who the author of the book was.
Is that your uncle on the cover?
That's my uncle on the cover.
Wow. So I didn't know. So this is part of your family then. Your uncle was one of the first Black Marines.
That is correct.
Wow.
And I knew very little about that story, so it really impressed me.
Yeah, very neat.
To know that, to learn about that.
Yeah. So you also got your master's degree at the University of Virginia's Curry School of Education. Tell me about that experience.
Oh, that was a wonderful experience. I got to go to the school of my dreams. I was an 8-year-old child riding a bicycle across campus, and I said to myself, I'm going to go to that school one day, and I had no idea. It was totally segregated at the time. This was the late 60s, but I just have fell in love with the campus and have a wonderful remembrance of my childhood going through that bicycle day on the bicycle and actually going to school there. So
yeah. We're talking with Diane Towns. She's the artist in residence at Albemarle County Public Schools, which means what exactly?
An artist in residence writes curriculum and presents that curriculum to the classrooms. It's actually provided through the Division of Equity and Diversity. And that program is created so that we can prepare students to become more hone their skills and their knowledge to become a little more globally attuned. So when they are actually graduated, they have a better feel for all types of cultures and people across the globe.
Yeah, yeah, a little cultural diversity.
Yes.
Which can be a good thing.
Yes.
As somebody who got a master's degree in anthropology, that's what that's all about. I certainly appreciate that. I'm curious what you think schools, as somebody, you got a master's degree in education, you're working in the schools today, What are the schools, especially in this area, what are they doing right? And what are they not doing that you'd like to see more of, perhaps?
I would like to see, I think they're starting to do some of the storytelling, and I don't like to use storytelling as a buzzword, but I would like to see them adopt a system of being able to teach history from more of a humanistic point of view. The human relations element was missing for me. We would get dates thrown at us like 1492, 1776, 1964, and we shaped our learning around those dates and events, but we rarely felt any connection to what it meant to us and how we were part of that history we were learning. So that's what I'd like to be able to take these programs like the Marines of Montford Point and share them with the community and students.
Yeah. Now, for folks who haven't seen this documentary or read the book, you can certainly read the book. It's the documentary and the book are under the same name, The Marines of Montford Point. What surprised you most about this when you're watching the documentary or you read the book? I'm curious, did something really jump out at you about the documenting the experience of these really, truly, these American leaders who made history?
Yes.
Fighting for their country.
Yes, yes. I find it very difficult as an African American to imagine what it was like to endure Jim Crow laws. And to hear the stories, they're very heart-wrenching. And in some way, you can connect, but you really didn't live in that era and that time to understand what Jim Crow really meant. And for someone to fight for their country, someone else's freedom, and not have freedom themselves, that was what really, I think, that was the most profound story that really jumped out at me. How can you fight for someone else's freedom and not experience that freedom in your own country, the very country that you're fighting
and does
for?
Does this documentary answer that question? I mean, did these men say the answer to that question, how they could do that?
I think they should come to find out, yes. Yes, it pretty much does. I think it makes you realize it's not about African-American men. It's a human relations story that connects and transcends time. And, you know, I think everybody in some way can feel some connectivity to that story.
Yeah, and it's certainly not one answer for every one of them. I mean, it's there might be different answers for each one of them
that
made them want to serve.
Yeah, some of them really turned to preaching, and some of them really didn't want to talk about the experience anymore. So, you know, there was a gamut of responses that you got out of the book.
Well, you can check out the book is The Marines of Montford Point. You can meet the author and see the documentary based on the book, which I assume includes interviews with a lot of these men.
Yes, there are some 60 veterans that are featured in the book. One of the veterans named Mr. Ferguson has Charlottesville ties. I'm not exactly sure if he's related to a former Ferguson's funeral home, but he does have Charlottesville ties, along with many people. Many of them have passed on, but some of them are still living. David Deakins, the former mayor of New York, was also a Marine.
No kidding,
Montford
really?
Point Marine, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
Yes.
that. Mm-hmm. The largely untold story of the nation's first African-American Marines is at last told now in The Marines of Montford Point. The documentary will be screened in Charlottesville this coming Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. at Burley Middle School Auditorium right here on Rose Hill Drive. The event is free of charge, open to the public. Just get there early to get a good seat. 3 to 5 p.m. and you'll also meet and talk with the author of the book on which the documentary is based. He will be here in town, and what a wonderful event. Thank you for organizing it. It should be a lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I hope you come out. And let me give you a website if you want to learn a little bit more about the author before you meet him.
Sure, sure.
It's peopleuncw.edu. And if you want to ask further questions about the documentary, you can contact me at browntowns@hotmail.com.
Diane Brown Towns is the artist in residence with the Albemarle County Public Schools and a native of Charlottesville. Thank you for being here. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you, Corey. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.